In an effort to tackle the growing obesity epidemic in the African American community and provide encouragement to runners, United Healthcare Group and the founders of a website known as Black Girls Run are teaming up. Both are offering thousands across the country great healthcare tips through the Fit Intervention Team National Running Clinic Tour. Right now, we're about to speak with the executive director of United Healthcare Group, Corliss Hill, and we're also going to speak with the co-founder of Black Girls Run, Tony Carey. Thank you all so much for taking the time to speak with me today. So, Corliss, I'll start with you. Tell me a little bit about the initiative that United Healthcare is doing with Black Girls Run.
We are partnering and working with Black Girls Run this year to support their FIT running clinic tour, which stands for Fitness Intervention Team. And so we are really excited to work with them because they are just an outstanding organization that has been empowering women, African-American women, and all women of various ethnicities and races to improve their fitness level and to increase their fitness level, thus improving their health outcomes. And so that totally aligns perfectly with our mission at United Healthcare. Our goal is to really increase health outcomes of Americans. And so we thought this would be a great collaboration and a fun one as well.
That's great. And Tony, just to speak with you as well, I mean, this is something that you started with Ashley Hicks, Black Girls Run, and just to see how it has developed now, how does this make you feel to see all that's happened?
Well, it definitely has just inspired us in many ways that we didn't realize that it could. You know, we're just so excited that we've been able to give back to the community in that way and really impact women and make a change.
That's great. And so for our audience who may not be aware of Black Girls Run, can you tell us a little bit about the backstory of what made you and Ashley want to develop it and create it for the African-American community?
So Ashley and I just began blogging about our running experiences as we started to get healthy and lose the freshman 15, 20 that we had put on in college. And during that journey, we just encountered people who, you know, were very confused as to why we would even want to run. And so I think there was this myth that it was just something that, you know, African Americans in general didn't do. And we wanted to dispel that stereotype. And really, you know, we both have struggled with being overweight. Our family has, both of our families have dealt with diabetes and other health issues. And so it was our opportunity to educate, you know, our friends and family and then just the broader community about being healthy, being active, and just empowering people to take back their life.
That's great. And, you know, why do you think there are so many stereotypes in regards to African Americans and running?
The primary reason why is that when you do go to some of these road races, we are very largely underrepresented. I remember going to my first 10K and looking around and was like, wow, there really isn't anyone of my color, let alone black women. And so when you're in an environment like that, you know, you automatically assume, well, if no one else is doing it, that means it isn't for me. And so what we try to do is to encourage more women to get out there and really set the example for their friends and their family so that we can all do this together.
That's great. It's really inspiring. And Corliss, what can people expect to do during the stop?
The event is free and open to the public. We would love for anyone to join us. And the first part of the running clinic will include a speaker presentation from an REI representative talking to the participants about just, you know, running tips in terms of understanding what you need to do to prevent injury, understanding how you need to start your fitness regimen, talking about nutrition, also talking about other exercises that you can weave into your routine. And then we will also include a fun interactive demonstration from Sunyata Amen, who is the president of the Belly Dancers of Color Association. So she's going to take the participants and the ladies through a very active and fun belly dancing demonstration, just to help the ladies understand that, you know, running, of course, is a wonderful activity, but to also diversify some of their exercise regimen, their exercise regimen, and also include different aspects of exercise. So that will be a lot of fun for the participants. And then we'll also have some healthy snacks and some giveaways from United Healthcare. And we'll also talk about some of the products and services that we have from United Healthcare in terms of meeting the health needs of Americans, especially those who are looking for health coverage for their families, for their businesses, and other health solutions.
Did you all particularly want to find those cities where a lot of African Americans were for these stops?
We're actually going to seven major cities, and most of the cities definitely have a significant percentage of African Americans in the metro area, and Baltimore being one of them. And, you know, for all of these cities, really across the country, across the landscape, we have, you know, definitely seen a lot of research studies that show that about 4 out of 5 African American women are either overweight or obese. And African-American women are, unfortunately, among the ethnic groups to have a higher rate of heart disease. And so whatever we can do to try to raise awareness of some healthy and healthy solutions, some fun and active, you know, physical activity programs and wellness offerings, we're happy to bring those to consumers and the general public to help them decrease, you know, their health disparity and help them improve their health outlook. And so we thought, again, that collaborating with Black Girls Run and taking this type of or supporting this type of initiative across major cities would be a great way to bring about a greater level of health education.
That's great. And for African American families, what advice would you give them, Tony, in regards to helping their children to make sure that they're developing in a way that's healthy and that they have a healthy lifestyle?
We think that the biggest impact for families to get healthy, it starts with the parents, and particularly the moms, because, you know, in most households, if mom is doing it, everyone has to do it. I remember having to eat things as a kid that I necessarily didn't want to, but, you know, mom said to do it, so we did it. And so it really is just setting that example for kids of what it means to what are healthy options, you know, talking about it, getting them involved in cooking, and then being active, you know, whether it's in organized sports or something else. But it really is just setting that example at home first.
Are there any other pieces of advice that you would give for those who might be battling obesity or having health issues, just out of your personal opinion or perspective?
Certainly. I think that for most people, when you talk about getting healthy and losing weight, in most cases, it just seems like such a daunting task and it's something that's impossible to do. But what I've learned is that, you know, some of these chronic diseases or other things associated with obesity can certainly be changed with just a few lifestyle changes. And so, you know, take one step at a time. It certainly is something doable. It's not going to happen overnight. But with hard work and, you know, commitment and the will to really want to change, it certainly can be done.
And have you found, too, that part of the reason that you wanted to start this initiative with Ashley was because many within the African-American community are not necessarily are aware of all the side effects that can come from being obese or having bad eating habits?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people didn't realize how bad it really is. I mean, when you say 4 out of 5 Black women are overweight or obese, that makes it really real. And I don't think that people were paying attention, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's denial or, you know, it just wasn't on their radar. But I think, you know, our mission is to really just keep repeating that to make people wake up and realize this is a serious, serious problem. But not only that, just giving them the tools to make changes that they need to make.
And are there any role models that you had for running or people who you looked up to keep going in this initiative?
What's been most inspiring are the success stories that we've heard. I mean, from women who have lost, you know, 100-plus pounds to women no longer to have having to take diabetes medication or high blood pressure or blood pressure medication, you name it, we've heard it. And so for us, it's those stories that keep us going and makes us realize that we definitely can make a change. It might be slow, but we can definitely change those statistics.
That's great. That's awesome. And Corliss, for you, what do you hope that the society takes from this initiative that you're doing by partnering with Black Girls Run?
Like Tony said, you know, we really are hoping that we increase the level of awareness about innovative ways to improve health outcomes for families, and also just fun ways to get fit. You know, a lot of folks really are daunted by the thought of exercising, but if you're doing it in the form of support group with friends and family, then it takes on a different scope. And by participating in these running clinics, we're hoping that this will encourage folks to continue keeping up this sport of running and also participate in other sports and activities and help increase, you know, their health outcomes ultimately. And also, we would love for folks to take advantage of our Generations of Wellness initiative at United Healthcare, which is dedicated specifically to serve the needs of African American families. You know, we have a ton of information on health and wellness tools and resources. We have a dedicated website, and it's available just not for our United Healthcare members, but to the general public. And so we're just hoping that everyone realizes that there are a ton of resources out here in the community with great organizations like Black Girls Run, as well as our organization at United Healthcare, and that folks should be able to take advantage of it and have access to this information. Speaking of that, too, we have a website that we have created to support Black Girls Run throughout the country and their membership, and it's uhctogether.com/BGR. And that website is available for anyone to take advantage of, and they'll find recipes and health flyers and all kinds of good information.
That's great. Wow. Really nice. And do you think that you will also be planning to collaborate with Black Girls Run again in the future?
Yes, if they'll have us. we would definitely like to continue working with Tony and Ashley. And again, we are continuing on with this running clinic tour in other cities. And we are also supporting their upcoming race in September that will take place in Charlotte. And I'm sure Tony would like to talk about that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, so we are doing our second national conference and race weekend in Charlotte, September the 6th through the 8th. And that's an opportunity for all of our members across the country to get together and fellowship and learn more things together. We're all about education and offering different experiences. So you can definitely go to our website at blackgirlsrun.com to learn more information about that. It's open to all women, and we'd love to have everyone join us.
That's awesome. Very awesome. And, you know, on a final note, too, for you, Tony, what would you say to those who are looking to do something that's going to impact the world, and you started from a blog, and to see where this has developed? What would you tell them?
I would say that anyone can inspire change. And if you're passionate about something or some cause, whatever it may be, find a way to make it happen. You know, we did not expect for it to be this big, and we've been just very blessed with the opportunity. But if you know, you can still change the world, definitely.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with me today. And I wish you the best of luck with your initiative and this weekend. And I'm sure you're going to impact many lives.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
So, Corliss, I'll start with you. Tell me a little bit about the initiative that United Healthcare is doing with Black Girls Run.
We are partnering and working with Black Girls Run this year to support their FIT running clinic tour, which stands for Fitness Intervention.